Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Bangy Brandon I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, never ever go full pig dick. You never go full pig dick, Donald Trump, and the young shooter is here to remind me and everybody else that. Plus, we have some movie reviews. Plus, we have young shooter getting his blood drawn from a barista at Starbucks. All that and more in a hard-hitting, fantastic, brand-new, banging, disruptive, museum-quality Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Just About to Start This Puppy with Some Real Nice. Started this puppy with some chill loud. But most importantly, started this puppy with some real funky. It's Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom. Yeah. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Yes. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Non-Glorious Bastard. And we are here. Boom. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be, and we have him. You never know when he's going to be here. You never know when he's not going to be here. We gave him the title, part-time, sometime, co-host with the most, and oh yeah, he's lived up to that. Like I said, you never know when he's going to be here. You never know when he's not going to be here. But we have him today, the young shooter, Deuce Cuddles, Deuce Pacino, Deuce Sniffles, Dean Collins is in the place to be. How are you, my friend?
Yes, I like that Deuce Sniffles because that's really where I'm at right now. I've had a fucking cold and sore throat for the past 10 days. I don't know. I have like an immune system of a fucking ant or a 90-year-old man. I don't know what's going on with me. I think it's that time of year, but not good. Not feeling good. Feeling like shit, actually. Been a real slow and boring week trying to, you know, get back to normal here. I went to a doctor yesterday. I can't see my I don't have a primary care provider, so I have to go see like a fucking resident at UCLA. So, and if you don't know what that is, that's like people who are training to become doctors, so they have to put in those hours.
You got yourself a barista at Starbucks.
Literally, might as well have gone to a barista to check my sinuses and all that stuff, because this was like a 4-hour doctor's appointment, which should have been 30 minutes, but she's like, as if I have something crazy. I'm in there like, I have a cold that's lasted more than 7 days. They're like, well, we need to test you for HIV. We need to test you for mono, strep throat. Somehow they did a swab and they were like, this is strep. And then after they did it, they were like, actually that was chlamydia. And I was like, well, what do you mean? They were like, well, we needed to test you for chlamydia. So they were doing sexually transmitted diseases. They threw the kitchen sink at me. And then they wanted to do my blood. And they sent me to the floor downstairs. And I waited 20 minutes to get my blood drawn. And they were like, oh, are you comfortable with having a student do your blood work? And I was like, I mean, I guess I'm sitting here now and I've been waiting 30 minutes. So they had a student drawing my blood, and she had a supervisor hovering over, and she's like, is this the right vein? I don't know. I don't think it's coming out. Like, is this the right flow? And she's like talking to me about whole foods and what I'm going to eat that day. And I'm like freaked out. I'm like, fuck, what did I get myself into?
Well, what did you get yourself into? They asked you, are you comfortable having a student draw your blood? And you didn't balk at it. You didn't say.
I felt bad.
You used to say, fuck no, I don't have feel comfortable with a student having my blood.
But
you should have literally
right
said, I might as well go to Starbucks and let the barista that I see every day, Tammy,
You could have drawn my blood. I would have trusted you to draw my blood over this person. I mean, but she was standing right in front of me.
Sorry.
And she's like,
she needs to learn rejection. Yeah. No, I don't feel comfortable with a student drawing my blood. And when she's doing the blood drawing and she's asking about, is this the right vein? I'm like, nah, no, it isn't. And you're not the right person. Get the fuck out.
See, I wish I could. I do strive to be more like you in those circumstances, but that was very uncomfortable. Other than that, man, I'm hanging in there. You're going to hear me sniffling throughout this fucking thing. It's disgusting.
Well, why do you want a podcast with the cold?
I don't. You've been asking me to podcast for the past 4 days in a row because I think that you need someone to come in here because, you know, you've had quite the month, obviously. Everyone knows, you know, you've been posting daily. You know, I've told you.
What are you talking about? You talking about the Masked Singer? When you say quite the month,
we all forgot about the Masked Singer. I forgot about the Masked Singer. That was fun. That was lighthearted. Don't get me wrong. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I am with you 100%. I side with you 100%. I'm not a political person. I hate politics. What's going on in the world is fucking crazy. We're not going to deep dive into all that. But you have been posting, God, it feels like 4 posts a day. We're doing stories that are like, you know, hour-long stories. I don't think anyone's going to tell you how it is other than me, but, you know, we're seeing a lot from you. And I personally think, you know, let's sign out for maybe an hour. Let's sign out for a day. I think maybe take a day. Fuck it. Take a week. Take the weekend. Go on vacation with your wife. Go to a movie. Bring some light into your world. It's very dark, and it's easy to get, you know, go down that rabbit hole. But
It ain't dark for me. I'm feeling fantastic.
That's the thing. You thrive on this. And you know, because the comments section's crazy, you're getting hate, but you're also getting a ton of love. And I see the love that you're getting. A lot of the love comes from private messages. It's like the people who are afraid to comment publicly and show their adoration for you are privately sending you messages. But comment sections, all that kind of stuff, it's a cesspool out there. People on the internet are fucking crazy. There was one person, which is wild. And this is a first. I don't think anybody knows about this.
Oh, yeah. Break it down.
This is an exclusive on the I Am Rappaport.
This is an exclusive I Am Rappaport stereo podcast behind the velvet rope of the DMs. This was a guy in the DMs, and he wasn't just DMing us on Instagram. He was DMing us on TikTok. This is the scenes. And I'll let you break this down.
Okay.
But we have been dealing with this before Trump, before Israel, before Trump. We have been dealing with this before Pig Dick Donald Trump. The anti-Semitic, racist, crazy threats. And you guys have seen the shame game. Now we have tons of people putting people on blast. And I'm glad we inspired the world. But we've checked, as far as we know, me and the young shooter, Deuce Collins, Deuce Pacino, we were the first to start, especially a high-profile person like me. We've been putting people on blast since what year was that?
This was 2015. We've been probably doing 2015, 2016 earliest, before Trump, though. And we've been doing it for the past 8 years. The first episode that we ever did of The Shame Game, which was when you had a lot of anti-Semitic comments coming your way. We put them on blast and we kind of found out their info and we just put the DMs on blast and we did our own kind of roasting of these DMs and we called it The Shame Game.
Do you remember the iconic theme song of The Shame Game? Let me start it and you sing along with me.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
What time is it? Shame time. What time is it?
Shame time. How many doggies in the house?
Roof.
How many doggies in the house?
Roof. What time is it? Shame time. What time is it?
Shame time. So that was the theme song. And when we first dropped the shame, because I want to be clear. TikTok, there are a lot of accounts that are call-out accounts on TikTok. They have millions and millions of followers, and they're calling out people who are doing horrible things in the world. People are, like, filming them at a Starbucks, like, you know, verbally abusing a barista or whatever. That's on their call-out page. And then everyone goes there, and they get them fired or whatever it is, right? We've kind of stepped back. We haven't done it as much, but I do think that we were the first. When we first dropped the first episode of The Shame Game, we had it was unreal because we didn't know the kind of response, but it went viral. Celebrities like Jamie Foxx, Jack Black, you name it. I mean, every celebrity was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I've never seen anything like this. And then a lot of people started to kind of follow suit, whatever. So the reason why
we don't do it all the time now is because we get suspended. It fucks with my account. I've gotten my account locked. I've gotten my account suspended from doing The Shame Game. So when you bully the bullies, social media, it's like when you're on the basketball court and the guy elbows you and then you smack him in the back of the head, you get the technical and be like, well, you always miss the guy that did it first. Anyway,
so, and for me, the reason that I kind of took a back seat to it is because it's different times now. It is dangerous. It does spread more hate, I think. I think you just don't know. These people are fucking lunatics. The people who go out of their way to send anti-Semitic comments, to send racist comments, to say, I'm going to find you and I'm going to show up and murder your whole family. You know, crazy, batshit crazy. Those people, I'm just like, I don't know if I even want to get involved in someone like this. You know, we had a few scares throughout our career of The Shame Game. But fast forward, we've always consistently been doing this. So this has nothing to do with, you know, the state of the world right now and a lot of the hate that you're getting, obviously, pro-Israel and all this kind of stuff. And we have Shame Game contestants for days as to what's been going on. I mean, literally, we could do a Shame Game contestant every hour if we wanted to. And then sadly, that's the thing about, you know, regardless of your politics and regardless of, you know, where you stand or whatever on this current situation going on, there is undoubtedly a rise in anti-Semitism, and it's all come to the surface. And it's like, it's not even a rise of anti-Semitism. It's always been there. Everyone knows people have hated the Jews for as long, you know, the beginning of time. That's not new to people who are Jewish. We know that everyone hates the Jews, but now it's really all come to the surface, and it's they use that as whatever. They can be anti-Semitic. So we had a guy, and we only kind of go for like real juicy ones.
Right. We go for the top of the line.
We go for the top
prime, two. Prime real estate, prime meat. We want that filet mignon, that juicy filet mignon. We want that fresh fish.
Exactly. So we had, there was one guy on your TikTok that I noticed, and I was like, fuck, you know, I don't want to get everybody, but there's just certain people that you can't help be like, I want to hold this person accountable. This guy should not be speaking like this on the internet. And you do deserve to be put on blast and exposed for, because these are fucking hate crimes. I mean, this is, in certain places, this is a hate crime. And so there was a guy.
And just so happened that this place where he was doing it was a hate crime. Go on.
Yeah, exactly. Where he was doing it was a hate crime. And he was in England. And I'm ashamed that he's from England because I have dual citizenship. My whole family's from England. And he makes British people look bad. But his name was Elliot Jackson. He was in your TikTok DMs. And he really wanted your attention. And I mean, some of the shit that I mean, it's like, I don't even want to say it because it's so horrific to say. And it's so messed up. And I know we're kind of making light of the situation. But this guy, just to give context for the show, this is the message you received unprovoked out of nowhere. This guy, Elliot Jackson, said in your TikTok messages, he said, I hope Hamas runs a train through your daughters, you cunt. The best Jew is a dead one. Bring back the chambers. Shall I leave the gas on ready for when your boys come to try and get me? I kind of slow played it. Like, we started messaging him. Oh, where are you from? Would you want to get lunch sometime? I understand your frustration. A lot of people feel this way. We kind of just like, because I wanted to get a feel for him. And he goes, yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. And he wanted to get dinner. And he starts talking. And he's still, while he's saying he wants to get dinner, he's still talking crazy. Then he moves to Instagram. And he DMs you on Instagram, starts saying even wilder shit. And he's proud. He goes, put me up there. I would love for you to put me up there. I dare you to put me up there. This is how I feel. We end up putting this guy up. Naturally, he gets flooded with people who are disgusted by what he's saying. And he's in the DMs laughing about it. And he's proud of it. And he's saying, he's doubling down on it. And he keeps going and going and going. So I warn him, we both warned him, that there are certain people in the comments that are so disgusted, and they're from where he's from in England. And they go, hey, this is a hate crime out here, and I'm so appalled by this, I'm filing a police report, and this guy is a danger to society. Like, it sounds like he's going to do something to Jewish people. And he was threatening to do things to Jewish people out in the streets in your DMs. So the guy's laughing about it, and he goes, report me, file the police report, do this and that. And I said, hey, man, just giving you an update, letting you know there are about 10 to 15 people who really want to file a police report on you. They're saying it's a hate crime where you're from. He goes, do it. Next thing you know, we get a DM from him, and all it says is, well played, with a clapping emoji, and his account went poof. Don't see anything on his account. And then somebody sends me an article from the Telford Police Twitter account that says, update. A 31-year-old man from Telford has now been arrested on suspicion of malicious communications and stirring up racial hatred by publishing or distributing written material. He remains in police custody as inquiries continue.
Woo! Oh, so, yeah!
This.
Oh yeah.
And look.
And this is the tagline from the NBA, but this is why we play.
This is why we play.
We got a guy arrested. Woo!
And I'm not proud to get anybody arrested for doing something that's light and, you know, whatever.
You're a snitch. Yes.
No. Yeah, okay, then we're a snitch.
When it comes to this, we're snitching.
People could say in your DMs, you're a piece of shit, you're a shitty actor, I hated you on Friends, I thought you were terrible in Higher Learning, True Romance was your only good movie that you've ever been in, I was so happy that you got eaten by that shark in Deep Blue Sea.
Hold on.
TV shows stink. What?
Hold on. Why would anyone say that I'm a terrible actor? And I was great in Friends, and
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that's I feel like that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, fuck you for shooting that bird in Friends. Oh, I Paul Rudd was better on Friends. Paul Rudd was a better boyfriend to Phoebe than you were.
That hurts. When they say that they're glad that Phoebe wound up with Paul Rudd, that shit hurts me.
I understand that, honestly. That does suck, but...
Because I'm a fan of Paul Rudd. He's one of the nicest people you meet in show business. But that hurts me when they're like, I'm glad Phoebe wound up with Paul Rudd instead of you. That don't feel good.
I could see that hurting. And, I mean, yeah, Paul Rudd is that dude. I kind of understand
that
in a way.
You know, 20 years later, became the sexiest guy in America.
As he should. I mean, I'd vote for him. But, look, this is what happens... So this was a hate crime, and just to kind of cap off the shame game and what we do with the shame game, and like I said, we've slowed this down because there are lunatics out there. I'm concerned for my own safety. I'm concerned for your safety. But there and just lastly, there was a kid.
But we've had people. We have a dossier.
Oh yeah,
of people apologizing on video because when we let them know that we know where they are,
yeah,
what they're doing, they'll go, I'm sorry, and we'll go, no. That's not okay.
You're going to have to read the script. We need you to say...
We send them a script. And the first thing that is always in every script is, Mr. Rappaport, I am so sorry. And because coincidentally, a couple of these people in their 20s, they seem like in their 20s, for some reason, when we first started making people apologize, they would do it with their shirts off.
I don't know what that's about. They all did, and let me clarify, we never asked anyone to take their shirt off. I don't know if you asked anyone to take their shirt off.
Well,
I didn't ask anyone
to
take their shirt off.
Later on, full transparency, after we got about 3 or 4 video apologies, and we have them. This is not a plan. We have the video apologies, and it all starts off, Mr. Rappaport,
I'm deeply sorry. Yeah, and they all have their shirts off. It's really fucking weird. And then we started saying, "Put your fucking shirt on.
You need to apologize with your shirt off."
No, I never said that. I never fucking said that. I never partaked in that. And if you said that. Listen.
I've said
listen.
That because when they say the crazy things and the threats, it's like to make somebody take their shirt off and apologize. It just fucks with their head. Because
listen,
these are never people that are just saying, you sucked in Friends. I'm glad your character got eaten.
No.
In Deep Blue Sea. These are vile, racist, terrible fucking things. So, yeah, you take your fucking shirt off and apologize, asshole.
Okay, well, I've never said that, and if you've said that, you know, hopefully there's the FBI isn't knocking on your door. Just keep them away from my address, because I have nothing to do with asking that. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. Let's talk about what happened at the end of last week is, and I don't need to preface it to the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast fans. You guys follow me. You understand my sense of humor. I appreciate it deeply. We appreciate it deeply. Without the fans, we're just two lunatics.
You're a lunatic. You're saying you keep clumping me into that. We're just two guys who are asking other guys to take their shirt off for apology videos. That's you, homie. That's you. And we're not two lunatics. I'm here to tell you, Fox News already kind of said you've been off the deep end for years. So they've said that. That's not me.
Let me tell you something. When somebody, including Fox News, says Michael Rapaport, who's clearly been off the deep end for years, I take that as a fucking badge of honor.
That's cool. Coming from them saying that about you, that is really funny. And why did they say that? Just to dive into that, because you've been
on two podcasts ago, I said on this I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, the worldwide phenomenon, the world's most disruptive podcast, I said that voting for pig dick Donald Trump was on the table. With everything that's going on in the world, with everything that's going on in Israel, with everything that's going on in this country, with everything that's going on with people feeling emboldened to say and do what they want, with the homelessness, with the migrant crisis, with the fucking inflation, with the goddamn interest rates. I'm getting a new car. The prices of a new car. And I tell these people, yo, you need to give me a better deal. And I pound on them. I take photos from the internet and I go, well, I'm at the other dealer. And I really worked them. I really fucking worked these guys. The interest rates are the interest rates. You know, with all that stuff, I said voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. Miles Jordan, play the clip. If it comes down to pig dick Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I'll still call him slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, and all that. So that's the clip. You guys have heard it. And for some reason, this time when I've said it, and I've talked about AOC, I've talked about smoking Joe Biden, cadaver Joe Biden. I've called Hunter Biden a crackhead.
What about AOC?
Man, AOC, Ilhan Omar, the squad, fuck them. They're anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Period. They started off, they got elected being anti-Jewish, anti-Israel. And since the hostage crisis, the slaughter on October 7th, they've jumped over that hostages are taken, currently, still, that hostages are taken, that girls have been raped, that babies have been cooked in ovens, that people were slaughtered in a quiet little kibbutz in southern Israel, and they're like, ceasefire. There is no ceasefire.
until you return the hostages. And the fact that they started with the ceasefire and said, instead of going free the hostages, they have a long laundry list. I think AOC is full of shit. When she was on Instagram, she was up there telling her story that to this day, in my opinion, when she was telling it on Instagram Live, I think there were holes in her fucking story. She said on January 6th, she was hiding, and I'm sure she was scared shitless, as she should be. But the way she told the story, and she said a Capitol Police officer came into her office, and her assistant, they were never able to identify, give a reference, and then she was almost acting like that Capitol Police officer was almost, you know, part of the insurrectionist. And there was just like some murky shit. It's a few years ago. And I was commenting on Instagram while she was doing it. I was like, wait, you just said this. I can't remember the details. I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them. They're far, 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 too far fucking left. And they're emboldening these motherfuckers that are around. Listen, I don't want to go down the fucking AOC.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying, but you did say it was on the table to vote for.
I said voting for pig dick Donald Trump, as Miles and Jordan just played, voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. And let me tell you something. People freaked out over the fact that I said voting for pig dick Donald Trump was on the table, but I sounded an alarm. I sounded an alarm that this motherfucker not only will be up for re-election, unless a miracle happens, not only will he be up for election, this motherfucker might actually get elected president with every single thing that has happened to him, indictment on top of indictments, impeachments.
Which is crazy, but...
No, listen. So the reason why I think people reacted on both sides is because they know it's true. Obviously, there's reasons like, oh, like the biggest anti-Trump person, the person who gave him the nicknames, Dick Stain Donald Trump, Pig Dick Donald Trump, Slob Dick Donald Trump, he's saying that voting for him is on the table. You know, they'll take anything they can get. And the fact that Fox News plays it, where I'm saying it's on the table and they're playing it on Fox News while I'm calling him Slob Dick Donald Trump and Pig Dick Donald Trump is... just goes to show how fucking insane it is. I will say this, though. Who knew that my political endorsement carried this much weight?
I cannot believe it. And when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I never thought I'd see the day where you would say it's on the table. And I know that doesn't mean you're voting for him, but you said it's on the table and you know... The past 4 years, you've been anti-Trump. You've had a lot of followers because you're anti-Trump. You're very outspoken. Pig Dick Donald this, shit stain Donald that. You, and like I've told you before, I've said it many times.
What?
You never go full Pig Dick.
I didn't go full Pig Dick.
And what did you do? Yes, you did. What did you do? You went full Pig Dick. You went on Fox News. Pig dick is on the table. You went full pig dick.
I didn't like go full pig dick. They took my clip and it made it seem like I went full pig dick Donald Trump.
No. You knew exactly what you were doing. You went full pig dick.
No.
And now I'm getting harassed. What you've done has consequences. It's bled into my Instagram. I'm getting flooded with DMs being like, you need to get your man in check. I'm a fan of you guys. Michael has lost it. Well, I mean, let me just see.
I didn't go full pig dick,
though. Come get your guy.
I said that Slob Dick Donald Trump, voting for him is on the table. And I'm going to be totally honest. The way things are going, voting for Slob Dick Donald Trump is on the table. I didn't say I give him my endorsement, although that endorsement... My endorsement, my political endorsement. Do you know how it works? Can we make some money off my endorsement?
I don't know. I don't want to make any money off your endorsement.
I'm not saying Pig Dick. I'm not endorsing Pig Dick, but maybe some of these other people, they want the fucking stamp of approval.
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
The point of the matter, I don't know what the hell I was saying because my whole fucking desk just fell over. Is that I didn't go full pig dick. And what I'm going to say now is that if my political endorsement means that much, I'm looking for some lobbyists or a bag of money. I'm not going to just hand this political endorsement out for free.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
And you're always looking for a fucking some money, so why don't you go out there and be like, if you want rap, fucking endorse
you. I'll lobby for you. Fuck it. I mean, I understand what you're saying, though. I mean, it is very sad, the state of America, that we have two people that were torn between Joe Biden, who can barely form a fucking sentence, who looks
Cadaver Joe,
who looks like he's... I mean, I don't wish it upon him, but he looks like he's going to drop dead at any moment. He's fucking...
Anytime.
Like you say, he's shaking hands with his imaginary friends. He's eating ice cream at press conferences. I mean, what the fuck is going on? And we have Donald Trump, two people who are, like, not equipped to handle anything in this country. It's very sad that those are the two people they could muster up that we're voting for. So... anyway.
And the comments from people and the fucking Fox News and the Alex Jones. Ugh. Somebody sent me something for some kook on a, and this one wants to debate me, and this one's unfollowing me, and then this one's embracing me, and then make sure you take your two pills, your two red pills in the morning, and you take your two red pills at the night. I have always said on this podcast, specifically on the podcast, that, yo, I got to do what I got to do, and you need to be an independent thinker. And I've never claimed to be some Democrat. I've never claimed to be, you know, and listen, if you think I went full pig dick, I take that as a slight. I don't think I went full pig dick.
Okay.
I don't think I went full slob dick. And I kind of resent you saying that. I think you're speaking off of emotion.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I am. But we'll see what happens when it comes down to voting. We'll see what happens.
What does that mean?
We'll see what happens. I'll see you in the fucking in the polls. We'll see who I'm going to be looking over your shoulder to see who you're writing down on that fucking on that ballot. We'll see. I would be absolutely shocked if you ended up voting for Donald Trump after everything that you've given us, after everything you've said. But time will tell. We will see.
I couldn't imagine actually voting for Pig Dick.
I know.
But I mean, look who we got. Gavin with the good hair is supposed to be going. You're fucking governor.
Gavin Newsom.
I mean, you just almost got jumped a couple of weeks ago. We talked about you at the Rite Aid. You almost got jumped outside of Rite Aid.
Every time I go into Rite Aid, I'm always almost getting jumped. Every time I'm walking in there. But
the young
LA
shooter
is really
can't go
shitty.
Into a Rite Aid in Los Angeles, California, in Hollywood, California, without an incident taking place. You're getting threatened to get carjacked. People are threatening to rob you. People calling you little shit. All kinds of stuff. You're just trying to go in there to get what? What are you trying to go in to get some Twizzlers?
I'm trying to get some fucking toothpaste or something. And like, you can't even go in there for that. But what can you do? Hopefully everything gets better. It doesn't seem like it, but let's just try and spread that positivity.
Super positive.
We need fucking more positivity, less hate, more positivity. And I just want to go back to fucking like music and movies and all that kind of stuff and just keep it fucking fun out here. I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Speaking of movies,
I got a fantastic recommendation for you. You have to go see this movie. I saw it. Me and my girlfriend went to go see it at the Grove in Los Angeles. It's Nicolas Cage's new movie called Dream Scenario. And he's basically like this everyman. His name is Paul. And his life starts to change when thousands of people start seeing him. He's like a teacher in the movie, but thousands of people start seeing him in their dreams. And, you know, they'll have a dream where it's the end of the world or there's an earthquake and he's just passively there in the dream, not doing anything, not helping anybody. He's just there. And he's a teacher and all of his students start looking at him. They're like, we've seen, like, you were in my dream. And the whole, he becomes this, like, cultural phenomenon, this sensation. And Michael Cera's in it. And he starts trying to, like, capitalize on his fame, and then it kind of turns and people start having nightmares about him, and people's perceptions are like, we don't fuck with this guy anymore. It is such a unique movie. I will tell you, this is one of the best, I'm going to say it, this is one of the best movies I've seen in theaters in a very long time. It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's a perfect length. It's very unique. It's kind of got that Eternal Sunshine kind of vibe to it. It's very creative. And Nicolas Cage, say whatever you want about the guy. I mean, he's done some bad movies. He's done some great movies. Adaptation is fantastic. He makes whatever you want to say about him. The guy makes choices, and usually his choices are pretty amazing. He's such a character in this movie. He's so good in this movie. And I just love the fact that he can make, you know, he can make 10 movies a year. Some of them are so random. Some of them are bad, but the ones that are really good, that they hit. And this one is so good. I highly recommend seeing it. He's fantastic in it. And it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. Dream Scenario.
Wow.
100%. Go see it. I think you'll really like it. I want to see it again, to be honest with you.
Wow. And it's not like wacky, like, what was that movie last year that won all the Oscars that we were just like, we tried.
No. This is like, it's an A24 indie movie. It's really good. It's not like Everything Everywhere All at Once. You're going to really like it. I'd be very surprised if you didn't like it, but Nick Cage is the fucking man. He is so good.
He's dope.
And he's so good. And it's just such a character. I loved it. We both loved it. It was fantastic. Go see it. Dream Scenario. See it in theaters. And that's it. That's all I got for you right now.
Did you go see Dream Scenario while you were sick?
Yeah, I did, actually. I saw it a few days ago. It was at nighttime, like 10:15 at night. But I was all right. I wasn't sniffling too bad.
But it wasn't about you. Do you think that that's cool to go to the theater while you're so sick?
No, I wasn't so sick. I wasn't contagious at that point. I took a COVID test.
You got your blood drawn, and there was a whole to-do. They tested you for this, that, and the third at the hospital. Do you think that that was
That's just precaution. Those were just for precautions. I didn't want to get my blood drawn, but I thought it was appropriate. I thought it was very appropriate, actually.
You think it's appropriate to go to the movie theater when you got green phlegm and stuff like that?
No, I didn't say anything about green phlegm. And yeah, I thought it was appropriate. All right. I thought it was very appropriate.
Because yesterday I FaceTimed you. You were eating sushi. You were at the sushi bar. Talking.
You got to live your life. You have to live your life. You can't. This ain't COVID. This ain't 2020 where we're locked up for fucking out. We learned our lesson then. You got to go out and live your life. You don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow. I want to go see Dream Scenario. I'm going to go see Dream Scenario. And you should too. And that's all I got for you. That's my biggest recommendation
right now.
Because
you're sniffing and you know.
Yeah, I'm fucking struggling, man. I'm struggling through this goddamn podcast is what I'm doing. But I'm here and I'm showing up. And I want to get the fuck out of my house. And I want to go see another movie, to be honest with you. And I want to go sit at the bar at Sugarfish by myself and eat my goddamn albacore roll. That's what I do want to do. And you ain't going to stop me.
All right, man.
I'm going to go do that. Maybe you sign out of Instagram for a few hours or a day or a week or whatever you got to do, because I'm getting messages. They're harassing me. Tell your man to get on some mood stabilizers from Rite Aid. That's what they're telling me. And some people are telling me you need to shame game Michael. And can you imagine if I did that? What if I fucking put you on the shame game? We don't want to get to that place. So...
Oh shit.
We're always there for you. We're on your team. We're on your side.
But
we like that you could laugh at yourself, and I'm laughing at you, and a lot of people are laughing at you.
Fuck you, man.
We're laughing with you, obviously.
All right.
So
anyway, we're done. Are we gonna see you in Sacramento? That's the big question.
I don't know. I'm going on a family trip to Hawaii. It's very close to that time.
I'm sorry. I'm doing shows in Sacramento the 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's so close to Los Angeles. And then the following weekend, I'm doing shows in Pleasanton, California, Tommy T's, the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
I would have been there, but like I said. Let me cancel my Hawaii trip to go to Pleasanton, California. That sounds like a real, like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm taking some space from you, which will be nice. And I've taken months from you, and it's still nice. But we are excited for you to come back to LA. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to have a really great time while you're out here. I'm not going to go on wax and say if I'm going to be in Sacramento or not.
Okay. All right. Well, all tickets, all information is available on michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Kane Saw Disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. A.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real.
Real funky.
Real funky. Never do it on beat. I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. I'm out.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled KALSHI and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.